The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of annualized inflation remained at 2.8% in March. The headline measure, which includes food and energy prices, rose to 2.7% from 2.5% in February. The figures will make it harder for Joe Biden to persuade Americans of his good stewardship of the economy as he faces a tight presidential race this year. Price levels have risen by a cumulative 19% since his inauguration in 2021. The head of Egypt's intelligence agency reportedly met his Israeli counterpart in a bid to convince Israel to scrap its planned invasion of Rafah, where about 1 million Palestinians are clustering, and restart broader negotiations. Israeli officials apparently said they are willing to consider Egypt's proposal that Hamas release 33 hostages in exchange for a six-week truce in fighting in Gaza. Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, met Xi Jinping, China's president, as part of a three-day visit to China. The two leaders spoke about tensions in the South China Sea, China's aggression towards Taiwan, and the country's relationship with Russia. Mr. Blinken also met other dignitaries, including Wang Yi, China's foreign minister, who said that, quote, negative factors in the relationship are still building. An American regulator opened an investigation into Tesla's response to its concerns over the carmaker's autopilot mode. In December, Tesla recalled more than 2 million vehicles after the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that its self-driving technology doesn't do enough to prevent, quote, driver misuse. The news will add to Tesla's woes. Sales fell by 9% year-on-year in the first quarter, the steepest decline since 2012. King Charles III will resume public duties almost 3 months after Buckingham Palace announced that he was diagnosed with cancer. The palace said that the 75-year-old monarch underwent treatment and spent time recuperating. It has not specified the type of cancer, which was discovered while treating an enlarged prostate. In March, the Princess of Wales announced she had also been diagnosed with cancer. Ukraine's agriculture minister, Mykola Solsky, was taken into custody in a corruption probe. He is accused of being involved in illegally seizing land worth more than $7 million in 2017 to 2018, before he was a minister. Mr. Solsky, who denies the allegations, resigned on Thursday. He is the country's highest official to be accused of corruption by a court since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The Olympic torch was handed over to France, this year's host, at a ceremony in Athens. Greece is home to the ancient games. The first modern iteration took place in its capital in 1896. Olympic preparations in the French capital of Paris, meanwhile, are underway. Urban planners hope that the games could radically change the city's geography. The Paris Olympics begin on July 26th. Word of the week. Aedes aegypti, the mosquito species that spreads dengue fever. The disease is spreading rapidly across Latin America.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.